everyone. Welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. I'm your host, Alex, and I'm your co-host, Jordan. Today, we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely, we're diving into the fascinating world of thumbnail psychology, specifically the secrets to creating viral thumbnails in 2026. Oh, I can't wait. It's crazy how much of a difference a good thumbnail can make. I mean, no matter how great your video is, if nobody clicks on it, it's like having a beautiful car but leaving the hood closed. Exactly. Thumbnails are like the movie posters for our videos. They're the first thing viewers see, and they play a huge role in getting those clicks. Totally. I've definitely found myself stopping to click on certain thumbnails while scrolling through my feed. But what really grabs your attention? It all comes down to what we call thumbnail psychology clicks. Viewers today are smarter. They can spot clickbait from a mile away. In 2026, the focus has really shifted from shock value to relatability. Jordan, oh, that makes so much sense. So it's not just about having a wild expression on the thumbnail anymore? Not at all. Think of it like an engine diagnostic. If the parts don't match, the car doesn't run. YouTube's data shows that thumbnail relevance to content accounts for 68% of click-through rate variance. Wow, that's a staggering number. So if I'm understanding correctly, the thumbnail has to genuinely reflect the content of the video to drive clicks? Exactly. The goal is to create thumbnails that attract clicks while also embodying the essence of your video. I feel ready to tackle my own thumbnails now. What are some key lessons for our listeners? Great question. Focus on genuine emotion, keep your text bold and concise, use eye-catching colors, and maintain consistency in your branding. These fundamentals of thumbnail psychology, clicks really boost performance. That's super helpful. It's clear that putting thought into your thumbnails can make a world of difference. Definitely. Now, if you're part of the 40% of casual creators out there, I know your struggle. You might spend hours tweaking text and getting absolutely nowhere. Oh, I've been there. I remember spending so long trying to get the perfect look, only to find out it wasn't working at all. Exactly. In fact, 64% of beginners fail to evoke real emotion in their designs. This often leads to a sub 3% click-through rate. Yikes. So what can creators do to fix this? They need a reliable system. Understanding thumbnail psychology gives you a map to follow instead of wandering in the dark. Makes sense. So let's dive into some specific secrets. What's the first one? The first secret is all about using authentic faces. Believe it or not, dropping the fake hype can seriously boost your clicks. Oh wow, that's actually really interesting. But what about knowing your audience? Great point. Data shows there's a 2x preference for genuine expressions over exaggerated ones. Depending on your audience age, authentic thumbnails can give you a CTR boost. Jordan, wow. So if your audience is over 35, authentic thumbnails are the way to go. What if they're younger? For Gen Z viewers, AI-generated hype actually wins by about 2.7%. It's essential to know who you're targeting. Interesting. And what about the actual emotions? I've noticed some channels are using simpler styles lately. Good observation. Minimalist 2D cartoon thumbnails are trending, especially in the psychology niche, and they often have higher retention rates than photorealistic images.
Really?
I never would have guessed that. What's driving this shift? Alex, saturation is a big factor. People get tired of the same glossy look every day, so a simpler style can stand out and feel more human. That's fascinating. And what about text in thumbnails? I've seen some that are basically essays. Yeah, that's a common mistake. Keep it bold and concise. 3 to 4 words max is ideal. It should cover about 25 to 35% of the image for best visibility on mobile. That's key. And speaking of mobile, I've heard about the squint test. What's that about? Great question. You want your text to be easily readable, even when squinting. Since 69% of YouTube traffic comes from mobile, clarity is essential. So if I can't read it when I zoom out, it's too small? Exactly. And don't forget about color theory. High contrast designs are a must now. Speaking of colors, which combinations work best? In the psychology niche, blue and orange are powerful. Blue builds trust while orange creates urgency. This combo is hugely effective. That's a solid tip. Now, as we wrap up, what about scaling without losing your mind? That's secret number 7. A hybrid workflow that combines manual and AI techniques can save time while maintaining quality. Sounds like a game changer. It is. The key is to build a system so you can create high-performing thumbnails in under 10 minutes instead of 45. That's amazing. It's all about being efficient while still being creative. Absolutely. The creators winning in 2026 aren't just more creative, they're more strategic. Well, this has been such a valuable discussion. Any final thoughts, Alex? Just remember to respect your audience's expectations and apply these thumbnail psychology principles to boost your engagement. Awesome. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.